All right, here we go. Welcome to another edition of Ride On Rangers Live, coming at you in the bottom of the 10th inning. It's a 3-2 ball game. Houston just took the lead in the top of the 10th, thanks to a couple hit-by pitches. It's going to be a wild bottom half, I got a feeling. We got some decent hitters coming up. Looks like Robbie Grossman coming up to bat right now at the bottom half. Really wish Dolley would have been able to end it, but Robbie Grossman pinch hitting for Leody Taveras right now. Carson Kelly was subbed out for Jonah Heim, so it's going to go Grossman, Heim, Josh Smith from there. We'll see if we can get this win, y'all. Thanks for hanging out. Y'all know we cover everything sports here at Ride On Rangers, but we put a big emphasis on all the teams we love from the great state of Texas, including the Rangers, and especially the Rangers during baseball season. We're going to go through all the highlights in this one. We're going to recap some things for you. Play-by-play is going to take a front seat right now. Robbie Grossman, 0-1 count at this point. And hopefully the Rangers will be able to pull out a little late inning heroics. We had Corey Seager hitting the bottom of the eighth inning game tying bomb. Corey Seager on an absolute heater right now. Robbie Grossman down 0-2, by the way. Thanks for hanging out while we watch. I said we'd do this for a couple of Astros Rangers games, and we will see how this one goes. Ball one, so it's a 1-2 count now. High ball there, well above the zone. Astros have Ferguson on, a lefty. So, hence, Robbie Grossman coming in for Leody Taveras. 1-2 count here. See if the Rangers can tie this one, maybe win it. Seager would get up if anybody were to get on base here. Unfortunately, does look like Robbie Grossman goes down on strike three here. Looked like it was right on the corner. Either way, Robbie Grossman goes down swinging. So, one out. Unfortunate to not get the productive out here. Very unfortunate to not get a productive out in that spot. You got to get the run over to third base. Got to do it. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. You bring in Robbie. Obviously, he faces the lefties better. I mean, at some point, would you have rather just had Leody bunt there? I mean, you just got to get that guy to third. There's no excuses in that moment. Jonah Heim up, batting from the right side. Foul on a cutter, pretty much center cut. Man, that pitch looked good. I think Jonah would have liked to have had that one back. Strike two on a slurve. A little bit lower this time, but a slurve on the inner half, middle in. Probably a little bit more on the inside part of the plate. So Jonah down quickly, 0-2 here. Ooh, he was on that one, though. I will say that one had some exit velo. That was probably 90-plus off the bat of Jonah. Let's see if he can recover down 0-2. Rangers looking to get a game-tying run here. It's not going to come from Jonah Heim, though. He strikes out on a slurve below the zone. Would have been ball one. It's going to be up to Josh Smith here. And you know they're coming right after Josh Smith with Corey Seager lurking on deck. A couple of really disappointing at-bats from Rangers batters right there. Very disappointing. Josh Smith up. There's going to be a little mound visit here. Don't imagine there's going to be any kind of pitching change or anything like that. They'll want the lefty on lefty. But a little mound visit here to talk about Josh Smith. Can't say how disappointing those first two bats are, guys. You get two Ks. I mean, at this point, I would have rather seen two bunts there. My goodness. I mean, you might as well have. You know I'm exaggerating a little bit, but come on now. You can't even put the ball in play. We got to do better than that. Got to be better than that. So up to Josh Smith. If anybody gets on, Corey Seager will bat. Wouldn't be shocked if Josh Smith is able to reach if they just go ahead and walk Corey Seager. Would not be shocked at all. I'll check some comments. What's up here? We got Eric. Eric, big Astros hater today. Big Rangers fan. I love to see it. Yeah, I think the last four hitters have struck out, if I'm not mistaken. It's really too bad. Dolley strikes out. Jonah Heim, Grossman, they all strike out. 1-1 count here to Josh Smith. Called strike one, so it's a 1-1 count. First pitch missed outside. Cutter kind of going away. Ball in the dirt here on a slurve. Josh Smith doing a good job to stay patient up at the plate. Rangers down to their last out. If anybody were to reach, Josh Smith reaches. Corey Seager would come to bat. 2-1 count for Josh Smith here with Adolis Garcia on second base. Rangers down one run. Been a real tight game. Pitcher's duel. Andrew Heaney has pitched and really very well his last two times out against the Astros. Got to give it to Andrew Heaney. Big props to him. Of course, they give him no run support. By the way, Josh Smith takes ball three. Kind of a ball in the, I would say, not quite in the dirt, but pretty close, low and outside. So favorable count for Josh Smith here with Corey Seager lurking in the on-deck circle. P- Pitch incoming. Josh Smith, baby. Josh Smith. Let's go. Josh Smith, homer, freaking no doubter. Let's go. Woo. Texas Rangers, take this one, baby. 4-3. Let's go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so hyped right now. Let's go, Josh Smith. Oh, I cannot even believe this right now, y'all. Oh, this has got to be one of the top five games of the season right here. Easily. Josh Smith, a freaking absolute no doubter to right center field. Man, they really pitched that dude right down the middle on 3-1. That is the Corey Seager effect right there. That is the Corey Seager effect. Make no mistake. They did not want to face Corey Seager, and they gave Josh Smith a freaking fatty fastball right down the pipe, man. That was right down the middle, and Josh Smith punished that. Oh, I can't wait to see the exit velo on that. 105 off the bat, 410-foot bomb from Josh Smith, baby. And the Rangers take this one. Cue the I Like Texas music. Let's go. Oh, my gosh. I could watch this replay forever, y'all. Anytime you can beat the Astros like this, let's go. Thanks for hanging out, y'all. Thank you for hanging out. It is fun. It is fun when we get to hang out watching games like this. We have watched plenty of Texas Rangers baseball, and very meekly, and it wasn't looking good. It wasn't looking good, y'all. Grossman, Heim going down, strikeout, back-to-back, and now we got Josh Smith walking it off. They're doing the interview right now. I don't know if they got him with the water cooler already. But Josh Smith, the hero tonight, man. What a season that dude has had. It's had a couple ups and downs, but Josh Smith, by and large, Rangers MVP this year. I think Corey Seager is giving him a run for his money. But Corey Seager hitting the game-tying home run in the eighth. Josh Smith hitting the game-winning home run in the bottom of the 10th with two outs. Let's go, y'all. What's up to everybody on TikTok? I know I got a bunch of people commenting on here. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. I appreciate you. My goodness. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Can we just right now lock in on the Josh Smith hate that he was getting for moving to the one spot? A lot of people didn't like this Josh Smith leadoff. You're not going to find a lot of people on this show. I don't think we really had anybody hating on the Josh Smith leadoff, but you know what? It's pretty clear it's working, y'all. It's pretty clear. Josh Smith, by the way, getting to play a little left field tonight. I was not expecting that. A lot of the things, it's kind of like Bruce Bochy is watching right on Rangers or something. I don't know, y'all. This is crazy. We got Adolis Garcia hitting seventh. Oh, and the Josh Smith bat flip. Y'all got to watch that replay again. Just admire the shot, but admire the bat flip, the swag from Josh Smith there. Ooh, that just gives me the chills watching that again. Oh my gosh, Josh Smith. That leadoff spot, it's something else, y'all. It's been working. And Josh Smith getting left field tonight, it's what the Rangers really needed to do. I feel like you drop Dolly down to seventh. We said to do it. We said Dolly needs to be 7-8-9. They made the move. Dolly actually had a hit tonight. Didn't come through in the big moment when we needed him to, but he did have a hit tonight from the seventh spot. You move Langford down to five. You bump Young up to four. Josh Young went 1-for-3 with the walk today from the cleanup spot. Really, y'all, this was a tight game throughout. It didn't look good for the Rangers at times. I'm going to be totally transparent with y'all. I don't hold back anything. I was not feeling good in the eighth inning before Corey Seager came up to hit. I was not feeling good when the Astros took that lead in the top of the eighth inning. And you know what? I would venture to say most Rangers fans probably weren't. And you know what? Even when the Astros took the lead, top 10, I wasn't going crazy. I thought, you know what? We could get one run. But I had not a lot of hope when we went down 1-2. Grossman, Heim, back-to-back. Josh Smith, though, just annihilating that baseball for a walk-off homer. Oh, my goodness. I am so glad I watched that live with y'all. So glad, because you know we have watched a few. The last time I got on live during the game, I almost hesitated to get on because the last time we went live together during a Rangers game, I think we got walked off. I forget which game it was, but I'm pretty sure we got walked off. So I was a little hesitant to hit that go live button before this game was over, but I couldn't resist, and I am glad that I did not. Oh, my gosh. Let me get to comments, y'all. John, what's up, my man? Smith the walk-off. Holy Moses. Let's go. Natalie, what's up? Notice Langford not really swinging a ton today. Yeah, maybe he was. Who knows? He didn't have the best game today, but you know what? That 10-pitch walk that Langford had in the top of the ninth inning, that was impressive. Against Josh Hader, not easy. Tristan, what's up, bud? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. Great walk-off. Absolutely. 100%. Outstanding walk-off. Yeah, let's go. I'm getting on some of the TikTok comments here. They win tomorrow. They bring the silver boot back home. Is that right? Jeff, is that right? I forgot what the season series is at right now. If any of y'all know, drop it in the comments. Not sure what the season series is at right now, but Rangers, it feels like it's been a second since we took the silver boot. Feels like it's been a second. We didn't get it last year. In fact, right around this time last year, if y'all remember, the Astros completely embarrassed the Rangers at Globe Life Field. About this time last year. I mean, what a contrast between last year at home against the Stros when we were getting like double digit, like run ruled style, and nobody really had a lot of hope the Rangers were going to be making the playoffs, let alone winning the World Series. What a contrast tonight. Oh my gosh. Yes, we needed that. We needed that. Rangers are up 6-5. So you win tomorrow, you ensure the silver boot, you lose tomorrow, and then it's up for grabs on Wednesday. That's fun, man. I did not realize that. I knew the Rangers and the Stros were pretty close. I thought it was neck and neck. Maybe one team had more wins. Did not realize it was tied 5-5 for the silver boot. Thanks for all the comments, y'all. I appreciate you a lot. Thanks for hanging out. Oh, man. The adrenaline's still pumping a little bit from that homer. I'm not even going to lie. I'm excited right now. And Tyler Mahle going tomorrow. They're just showing him on the Bally broadcast. Tyler Mahle making his Rangers debut. I'm going to try and temper expectations. It is going to be hard after tonight's game. I'm going to try and temper the expectations just a little bit for the Tyler Mahle debut, but I'm excited to see that dude pitch. It's been a while. It's been a long time coming. That's going to be fun watching him go tomorrow. But the Rangers tonight, the offense was, I would say, not clicking. I think we can all be honest about that. The offense did not play great tonight, but they had a couple of huge hits. And if we're being real, this is kind of how the Rangers offense is built. The Rangers offense is 100% built off guys getting big swings, connecting, driving the ball deep, whether it's in the gap for a double, extra bases, or a homer. This team is built on getting the big hit. And when they're not getting the big hit, this is not a very fun team to watch. And we have all admitted that. But when this Rangers team is getting the big hit, the two-out hit, the clutch hit, the home run to tie it, this is the kind of results that you can get from this team. First walk-off for Josh Smith. Is that right? Good for him. Good for Josh Smith. First walk-off. Let's go. First walk-off. That is so much fun. So much fun for him, man. I can only imagine what that dude is feeling right now. First walk-off in the big leagues. John says, the way that top of the 10th ended up, baseball gods gave it to the Astros and they gave it back to us in the bottom of the 10th. Man, I really couldn't make up my mind. It looked like on the hit-by-pitch to Diaz, you know, hit-by-pitch, I guess, depending on how you think about it. If I'm being honest, I felt like I saw a little movement. I don't know what it was. It looked like there was just a little movement when the ball hit around the hands. Or I just don't know. That one was really close. You would have loved to have got the overturn there. I can't say I'm too mad that they didn't end up overturning it, but that one was really, really close. I feel like it could have gone either way. It's one that you feel like if they would have called it non-hit by pitch, Astros might have challenged, and they probably wouldn't have won it. It's like whatever the call on the field was, they were probably going to go with there. I don't know. That was tough. That was a tough one. Baseball Network. Yes, sir. Josh freaking Smith. Let's go. John, great point. Did anybody feel great when the Astros had bases loaded? What, with one out? Was it one out with Robertson? Yeah, Robertson did really well to get out of that jam. Kirby Yates did well to get out of the jam there in the top of the 10th without allowing more runs. I think we got to give those guys a ton of credit. Robertson and Yates, they've been doing it all season long. just killing it at the back end of the bullpen for the Rangers. But let's give them some credit. They battled. This Houston lineup, especially the top half of it, is not an easy lineup to go through at all. It's a gauntlet. You got Altuve, you got Bregman, Alvarez. You got some really good hitters up at the top of that Astros lineup. So let's give them all the credit in the world for just getting out of those innings without a crooked number going on the board. And that is the big thing. Just don't give up that crooked number. Even if you give up a run, things go well for you. Man, I could just watch this replay forever. I'm watching the Smith homer right now. No doubter. I mean, it's one of those where you just knew off the bat, kind of like Corey Seager, Game 1 World Series, you knew that ball was freaking tattooed and wasn't coming down anytime soon. That ball that Josh Smith just hit, pretty similar. Right off the bat, you knew that thing was gone. You knew that thing was gone. Sammy, what's up, my guy? Thanks for tuning into the channel. Appreciate you. John says, 6 games Rangers, 5 games Astros for the boot series. Yep, absolutely. Gio, let's go Rangers. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go. Oh, my goodness. Victor, I appreciate this, man. Thank you so much for the shout out. Thanks for sharing this with somebody else. Hey, if y'all aren't following, not subscribed to the channel, greatly would appreciate it. Get notified every time we go live. Keep up with all of our latest and greatest content. Hey, every time the Rangers play, we go live afterwards. Win, loss, we're here to talk it out. Sometimes we'll go live during the game. We just so happen to catch one of the best Rangers games of the season together. Oh, my gosh. John says, Heaney pitched his butt off tonight. Going to edit it a little bit. Keep it PG here, but appreciate the sentiment, John. No worries. Just how you said it is perfect. And again, gets a no decision. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Heaney has got to be the most unlucky Rangers pitcher this year. I mean, I'm not going to put him on the level that Jacob DeGrom was when DeGrom pitched for the Mets. Do y'all remember those years where DeGrom had like a 2.30 ERA and somehow had a losing record? I mean, that's kind of Andrew Heaney this year. Obviously, not as dominant as those DeGrom years with the Mets. But Andrew Heaney, it's exactly like what DeGrom got when he played for the Mets way back when. No run support. Excellent outing after excellent outing. I feel bad for Heen Dog. I'm sure he's glad that they just got the win today, but I do feel bad for Heen Dog. Dude cannot buy a win no matter how well he pitches. He gives up 1 run tonight, 6 strong innings, 4 Ks. Andrew Heaney, I thought, and I didn't want to see it happen, but I thought maybe CY would be tempted enough to deal Andrew Heaney. Obviously on an expiring contract. Really glad that they didn't do it. Didn't want to see it happen. But I wondered with how the Rangers were scuffling. I wondered if that would be the case. I'm watching Bochy right now. It's good to see that guy smiling, isn't it? I don't know how many of y'all actually watch Bruce Bochy interviews, but it's good to see that dude smiling post-game. I was actually watching the game with my dad yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And you just look at Boch after some of these losses, and the dude just looks down bad after some of these losses. I mean, it's how a lot of us diehards are feeling anyways, but the man looks down bad after some of these losses. Couple of them to the Red Sox. Obviously, the Rangers lose a couple of games to the Cardinals earlier this week. It's good to see Boch smiling. It really is. Hard not to smile after a game like tonight. Really hard not to. Interesting stat. Thanks for putting this up, Gio. Both homers. With 2 outs in the inning. Like I said, with 2 outs in the inning, I mean, I know Siegs has the opportunity, has the ability, I should say, to go deep at any moment, but you're just not feeling great there when the Rangers go down 3-2. With how the offense had been playing up to that point, not good. I mean, you just did not feel great about those chances. So I really got to say, the Rangers proved me wrong tonight. I was not expecting a dub tonight. Rangers brought it home. Josh Smith, Corey Seager, the heroes tonight. Let's go. Let's go. Josh Smith, my GOAT. Man, he's got to be. I mean, if it's not him, it's maybe Seager. But in terms of offensive MVP, Josh Smith has got to be up there. I know maybe doesn't lead the team in every statistical category, but just the presence he's provided and the lift that he's provided in Josh Young's absence and now continuing thanks to him earning it on the field, I think he's got to be up there. If he's not the MVP of the Rangers offense this year, I mean, Siegs close second. I mean, I would have to put those guys 1-2 for sure. Yeah, the hit by pitch. I think, you know, it would have probably been one of those where either way, whatever they called on the field was going to stand. But Kirby Yates kind of caught Diaz, the catcher, on the wrist. Maybe they didn't really have a great angle of it. It looked like there was a little movement when the ball got in around the wrist hand area. Who knows? Who knows? He did know it. Again, y'all go watch that bat flip. That was primo bat flip, primo swag. I loved it. Just loved everything I saw from Josh Smith after he hit that bomb. The home run was pretty enough, but everything afterwards, man, I loved it. Loved it. Oh, what's up, my guy? Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, they were. Rangers were, absolutely. Let me keep going here. We got a lot of comments. Y'all, thanks so much. I'm going to get over to TikTok here in just a second. Appreciate all y'all that are following in. Thank you so much. I really don't know whether I'd say it was a hit by pitch or not. I couldn't tell. I thought that when I first saw the angle from the side, I thought maybe they got it right. It wasn't a call that I was really outraged by when it stood on the field. I know the Rangers fans, of course, are going to rain down the boos, but it wasn't really a call that I felt like, you know, we got robbed on or anything like that. Anything like that. Let's go, Mets. Hey, everybody's welcome here. You know we're going to talk mostly Rangers. We get around to the rest of the league eventually. But, yeah, DeGrom, how they did DeGrom in those years, just terrible offenses around him. You know, it was bad. And it's a big reason why DeGrom didn't stick around and he ended up signing with Texas. I mean, you know, I don't know if he's going to get a whole lot better this season with the offensive run production. I sure hope he does. But this is a kind of win. You know, I don't want to be overdramatic, y'all. I mean, I know there's enough hot takes out there in the world of sports on TV, but you do kind of wonder, you at least ponder, is this a game that changes the Rangers season? You're playing your arch rival. They're ahead of you by 3.5 games, now 2.5, right? Or is it 4.5? I'm not sure. I think they were down 4.5. Now they're down 3.5. I think that's correct. You know, I don't want to get too dramatic, but you just kind of feel like this might be a game that turns things around for them. I mean, the glass half full in me, that mentality, that philosophy, that outlook as a fan, I mean, I want to think so badly that this is going to be a turning point for the Rangers. I'm not going to hold my breath because I think we've seen this team have really great games and follow it up with really poor games. And let's just be real about that. But the optimist in me, again, the glass half full perspective in me says this could be a season turner. This could be a moment that really changes things for the better for this team. They get Tyler Mahle back, DeGrom coming back in a few weeks. I don't know. I don't want to jinx it. I'm going to knock on wood. I hope y'all can hear this. So don't blame me if anything goes wrong from here. But the Rangers tonight win a huge one. And if they would have lost tonight, I don't know how the rest of this series goes. You lost to Boston. You lost that series. If they lose tonight, I'm not saying they can't come back and win two straight. But it's not looking good. Now you give yourself an opportunity to go win a series tomorrow. And if you sweep the Astros, obviously that is the most ideal scenario. But if you just win 2 out of 3, I think we can say mission accomplished. You need to gain games on the Astros at this point. A sweep would be huge. It's hard to sweep good teams. And the Astros are a good team. As much as we don't like them, the Astros are a good team. And I'll be happy with 2 out of 3. But if we can get 3 out of 3, whew, my goodness, that would be special. Let me keep going here. Aren't you getting tired of the highlight reel catches against us? Oh my gosh. This was going to come a little later in the show. Seems like we got robbed, John says, 3 times tonight on hits that could have started some scoring earlier. We did have some hard hit baseballs. Absolutely had some hard hit baseballs tonight. I think the Rangers, I'd have to see the BABIP, I believe is the stat, basically the expected batting average on balls in play. I'd have to see what the Rangers BABIP is, which essentially tries to account for like unluckiness, you know, atom balls right at people. I'd have to see, but tonight the Rangers did have some very hard hit baseballs that were very well played defensively by the Astros. I mean, I can think back to that Blue Jay series, Kiermaier robbing Langford. And you know what? We've had multiple, I feel like, series in a row. The Cardinals made some great plays on us out there in the outfield. A lot of good outfields we've been facing lately. I'm definitely getting tired of the highlight reel plays against us. I'm ready to see some of those pop out of the glove, you know, get misplayed. I'm ready to see some of those. Absolutely. Absolutely. Update on the records here, right, Tristan? 57 and 55. Rangers are now 54 and 59. 3.5 back, I believe, of the Stros at this point. And I'm shocked nobody's brought it up yet, but we got to do some scoreboard watching here. So Mariners, what are they doing tonight? Did they get a win tonight, or did we gain a game on everybody? Let's check this out. So we've got, let me see. I'm trying to go through it as quick as I can. Where are they at? And of course, my computer going slow as ever. Y'all let me know if you find it. If my computer ever updates, I'll get it for you. So today, Mariners were off. Is that right? Looks like it. I don't see Mariners anywhere. Mariners were off today, so the Rangers are able to gain a half game on the Mariners, a full game on the Astros. And the standings now, we are 3.5 behind Stros for second place, and we bump up to 5 games back of the Mariners at this point. 54 and 59. Mariners have opposite record, 59 and 54. They are playing Detroit this week. Detroit right now, 53 and 60. Not playing the best baseball. They've only won 3 of their last 10 games. But hopefully the Tigers come to play in that one. It will be a home series for the Mariners. If we can beat up on the Astros, get a few teams losing in the West, that sure would be nice. Sure would be nice. Let me go ahead, though. Somebody on TikTok, and I do tend to agree. I don't want to get overly dramatic. Henry, what's up, though, my guy? Thanks for tuning in. He says, low-key, that home run could have saved our season. Could have. I mean, it really could have. Who knows what happens if the Rangers drop this game? Maybe they come out and win the next 2. But I'm not feeling very confident about it. That's for sure. I'm not feeling great about their chances of winning the next 2 if they lose tonight. I think it could be one of those momentum shifters, season changers. Like the Rangers make the playoffs and we look back at this game. I think it could be. It very well could be. Maybe it won't be, but these are the kinds of moments that do tend to propel teams. Now, let's go through the game a little bit today. Now that we have calmed down just a little bit, let's go through some of the box score from today. We'll run it through. We talked about Andrew Heaney. That dude's got to be up there with player of the game. I know it's going to go to Josh Smith, but Andrew Heaney shutting down this Houston Astros lineup. 6 innings, 1 hit. 1 hit. And unfortunately, it was a home run. Bregman homers off of him in the top of the 3rd inning. That's the only hit that Andrew Heaney gave up today. So impressive. So impressive from Heaney. And he doesn't get the win. No decision. ERA is now at 3.98, 4 Ks. If you're not going to give it to Josh Smith, Corey Seager, Andrew Heaney's got to be up there. Great outing from him. What can you say about the season he's had? I've said it a number of times. The dude is going to get paid in the offseason. He just is. I don't think he's going to be a Texas Ranger next year. We don't appear to be in spending mode. I don't like to say it out loud, but I feel like this is the last dance with Andrew Heaney. I hope that he goes out on an absolute heater like he's been doing. Like he's been doing. So now we go through the rest of the box score for the pitching. Leclerc, never a doubt with that dude. Oh, my gosh. Leclerc, I mean, he does not like to have clean innings. More often than not, allergic to the clean inning. He's been better of late. But you are on the edge of your seat, whether that dude is pitching with 3 runs, 1 run, down 1 run. I mean, Leclerc, I'll tell you what, he walked the leadoff guy. Next guy singles, Pena singles. Myers bunts, so we get runners on 2nd and 3rd with 1 out. Leclerc walks Caratini. Actually, no, Leclerc got benched after that, and then Chapin came in, walked Caratini, and then struck out the next 2 batters. So Leclerc, I mean, look, we're not going to dwell on the negative too much, but Leclerc nearly gave me a heart attack out there. I mean, that game was there for the taking. And when you see Leclerc give up the single and the walk back-to-back, Andrew Chafin, that was a huge moment for him. Welcome to the Texas Rangers. He pitched well over the weekend, had a little bit of a rough outing, but Chafin comes in and cleans up the mess after giving up the walk. strikes out the next two. Those were some huge, huge ABs that Chapin faced, and he did a great job. Robertson came in after that, did get into a little bit of trouble. Two walks, two hits from Robertson. Was not his sharpest night, but like I said earlier in the live, you got out of it. You only gave up one run. That was so huge from Robertson. And then Kirby Yates doesn't give up a hit, does give up an unearned run, but no hits allowed, one walk, four strikeouts. I mean, this is a 38, 39-year-old dude, like among the tops in the league in closer strikeouts. I mean, obviously Hader's up there. There's a couple other guys that are up there. But the rate at which Kirby Yates is striking guys out is incredible to me considering his age. He is doing a fantastic job getting the swing and miss. He's the perfect guy that you want out there in the 10th inning for that ghost runner rule, which y'all know I'm not a huge fan of. Not a huge fan of the ghost runner rule. I just don't like it. I just think it puts teams at a disadvantage who are playing at home. I know the Rangers get the win tonight. I just think having the other team, the visiting team, have a runner on second base with the first crack at it, sometimes it works in your favor, but I just don't love the rule. I mean, we can agree to disagree if you love it. I do like that it kind of speeds up things. You're not playing 18, 19 inning games anymore. But I feel like most baseball games, by and large, in terms of extra innings, weren't going any more than 12 or 13. I don't want to get off on a ghost runner rule tangent at this point, but my point is Andrew Heaney and Kirby Yates and all those guys pitched phenomenally, and especially Kirby Yates coming into a really tough spot in the 10th inning with the ghost runner, getting some swings and misses. That Bregman strikeout to begin the 10th was huge. We allow some runs, allow a run in the 10th. Josh Smith, of course, comes up with two outs, bottom of the 10th, wins this one. And that's all she wrote. A couple more comments here. Leclerc was looking very Chapman-like. That's actually a really good comp. I often joked last year, you have the righty version in Leclerc and the lefty version in Chapman. They're literally like the same type of player. Obviously, Chapman throws gas. Leclerc, I mean, he can get it up there in the upper 90s as well, but I agree. They both love to make it interesting late. You don't get a ton of clean innings from them. I'm glad that Leclerc got bailed out by Chapin. That inning was not looking promising at all. At all. Let me keep going here. Thanks for the follows on TikTok. I appreciate y'all. And anybody watching on YouTube, TikTok, you're not following the channel, not subscribed to the account, please do so. Hit that notification bell. Get notified anytime we go live. It's pretty much right after every game, if not during the game. I'd say within 30 minutes, we're always on talking wins, talking losses. So thanks for joining. Whether you're watching live or on the replay, there's a lot of Rangers content options out there. Thanks for choosing right on Rangers. Let me keep going here. Let's go a little offense right now. Josh Smith, up to that point, was 0-for. It was 0-for-4 with the strikeout. Smith, been having some up and down games of late, but the biggest hit of the night. I thought Corey Seager's hit was going to be the biggest one, but Josh Smith with the biggest hit of the night, a two-run homer with two outs in the bottom of the 10th to win it. Corey Seager goes 1-for-4 and, again, hit that game-tying homer in the bottom of the 8th with two outs. The two outs thing is so huge because this team has had such a hard time being clutch with two outs. I don't know what all the stats are. I'd have to look them up. What are the numbers? Runners in scoring position with two outs as a team. I would love to see those numbers. I'm going to look them up after we get off here. Maybe I can try and find them right now. Possibly. What are those numbers? I would love to know. Just feels like, and I've said multiple times throughout this entire season as we've done post-game analysis, the Rangers this year have struggled to be clutch late in ball games. They just have, and to have them come up not once, but twice, absolutely huge, and win this game coming from behind, it's phenomenal. And this is what's been lacking from this team, the ability to come back late. All right, so we got individual player stats here. I need team stats. Come on now. Give me some good team stats here. Well, here is runners in scoring position this season. Looks like runners in scoring position, it's in the low twos. It's not pretty. I know runners in scoring position with two outs is probably even lower. I mean, it's just not pretty. So for the Rangers to come back in the fashion that they did with two outs in the bottom of the eighth and the bottom of the 10th. I mean, you're down to your last out there, Josh Smith. I mean, you're hoping Seager gets up with a chance, but Josh Smith said, thanks for the fastball right down the middle because you were afraid of Seager. That's what Seager does for you, by the way. I mean, we've talked about the Semien move to the three hole and how Semien protects Corey Seager. Teams still aren't going to want to pitch to Seager more often than not. But we've talked about this. Like, when you have somebody behind you that other teams don't want to face, it unlocks so much for you. And the Astros simply did not want to face Corey Seager. So they threw Josh Smith a fastball right down the pipe. They threw him a fastball in general there. It's a 3-1 count. A lot of things you could have done there, but you don't want to face Corey Seager. So you throw the one right down the pipe to Josh Smith, and he punishes you. That's the beauty of having somebody behind you that can protect you well as a hitter. Let's keep going here. So we have Wyatt Langford hitting in the five spot. Josh Jung, 1-for-3 with the walk from cleanup. I love that move. I think it was appropriate. I think Josh Jung, not having played a lot this year, we still don't know 100% if Josh Jung is going to be the guy that he was at the beginning of the season. He started off really hot. And, of course, even last postseason, he was hitting homers. He looked real good. But we haven't had an extended period of time with Josh Smith totally healthy or Josh Jung totally healthy. So I would say this, that's all to say, I have confidence he's going to hit well for us this year. And I just think at this point, almost by de facto, like he hasn't played a lot. So you kind of like moving him up to that four spot. I think there's no documented struggles. He can hit homers. He does have power. I think him in the four spot is a great move. I like Wyatt Langford fifth. I like Nate Lowe sixth. I mean, this isn't quite the lineup that I told y'all I wanted to see, but pretty close. I said I wanted Dolie seventh. I wanted Josh Jung, Langford, Nate Lowe, 4, 5, 6 in various orders. And here we go. Like I said, Bruce Bochy must be watching a little bit of Ride on Rangers in his spare time. Don't mind me, y'all. Just having some fun. All right, we'll keep things rolling. We've got Adolis Garcia going 1-for-4 from the 7th spot. I really thought he was going to come through in that bottom of the 9th. I just had a feeling, had a good feeling that maybe he was going to come in a big spot there. Already had a hit. I don't know. I just felt good about it. But then he went ahead and struck out like he has so many times on a pitch, totally out of the strike zone. I think Dolie's in the right place. I think we can all agree Adolis Garcia is in the right place right now. So I will totally take this lineup any day. I don't think there's really a whole lot that you'd like to see different. I like Langford fifth. I like Josh Jung fourth. Let's see how this lineup plays for a little bit. I'm sure they're going to mess around a little bit. You know, I know Jonah Heim didn't get the start today. Carson Kelly did. He went 0-for-2. Heim came in, got 2 at-bats later on in the game. But I think this is probably going to be the play. You're probably going to see Jonah Heim hit last or Leody hit last, 8-9, kind of flip-flop those. Josh Smith and left, though, that was a really interesting move. It's not going to shock me if they do that a little bit more. Josh Smith only has like 55 professional games in the outfield, and we're talking professional like majors, minors, you know, international. I think he's got like a few international games mixed in there, like, I don't know, playing in one of the fall leagues that they have international. So he has played some outfield. I don't think it's like his primary position or anything like that, but I wondered if they were going to start to deploy this, get desperate enough that they would start playing him outfield and look to fill the lineup out with other guys. And I really do think that is what they're going to have to do moving forward. Wyatt Langford DHing tonight. We've talked about Wyatt Langford. Does he need to play the field every day? It's not going to surprise me to see Wyatt Langford back in left field and Josh Smith resuming DH responsibilities. But it's good to know they are not afraid to play Josh Smith in the outfield. That is an option at this point. I'm glad to see that. I think the more versatile you can be, the better. Hopefully he continues to get reps in pregame and at their little practices they do in between. But I really feel like they need to be as versatile as possible now that Josh Jung is back with Josh Smith, DH, infield, outfield. You got to keep that guy in the lineup. You just have to. And if tonight, I mean, didn't prove it to you, I don't know what else is going to. Leody tonight. He goes 0 for 2, but does draw an RBI. So Leody having some productive at-bats. Sacrifice fly for Leody there in the bottom of the fifth inning. You'll take that from your bottom half. You'll take that from your eight-hole hitter. Hey, productive outs to score a run, to drive in a run, 100%. And we talked about the catching situation. I'm really curious, y'all, about the catching situation. I'm really, really curious. I don't know what completely the plan is. It feels like they're really starting to platoon Jonah Heim, which I never thought was going to be an option. I don't know if any of you guys did. I never thought platooning Jonah Heim was going to be an option, but it seems like that is what they're doing at this point. I mean, Jonah Heim has not been hitting super well. Had a great year last year. I feel bad for him. I mean, right now, the stats on Heim hitting 157 in his last 15 games, it's not pretty, guys. So you can see why they're doing it. Now, Jonah Heim's glove is still gold. You're going to want that glove out there in big moments late in games, and that's a big reason why I think Jonah Heim subbed in tonight. You have very limited margin for error late in games. You want your best catcher, your best defenders out there. I don't know how much more of an upgrade Carson Kelly really is over Jonah Heim at this point, but I don't think trying him hurts. I don't think it hurts. So we'll see what they do down the stretch with the catching situation. I'm going to have my eye on that. Yeah, I think that the plan is probably going to be Wyatt Langford mostly in the outfield, but I'm just glad to know that they're not unwilling to play Josh Smith. In the outfield, I think they need to have some versatility. Does this open things up to bench Leody occasionally? I think it probably does. So now, if you wanted to bench Leody and you wanted to get Josh Smith in left, Wyatt Langford in center, you can do that. So I do think that they unlocked something tonight. They showed us that they're not afraid to play Josh Smith out in left field. If Leody struggles, you got somebody else you want to try. Now you can move Wyatt to center. You can bench Leody, and you can move Josh Smith to left. And now you have some options. You want Zeke Duran to DH? You can have Zeke Duran DH while everybody else plays their normal infield position. Josh Smith out in the outfield unlocks a lot. It just means you're not dependent on Leody. I know that they're still going to give ABs to Leody, but you're not as Leody dependent anymore if you have Josh Smith capable of playing left field. I do think that that probably is going to be something you see a little bit more, especially if you see Leody continue to struggle. Now, again, I know he has the sack fly tonight, was a little bit productive, but we've talked about Leody. The numbers for him are not all that great in his last seven games either. 211 in his last seven. 225 in his last 15. I mean, the numbers aren't great for Leody either. Better than some of the guys on the team, better than Jonah Heim numbers. But I think that this allows you to play around a little bit more with the lineup and put the best product out there. You're not married to having to play Leody out there in center field every single game or every single time there's a right-handed starter, since most of the time they're benching Leody at this point against lefties. That's the lineup, y'all. Let's look at some of the stats with runners in scoring position. 1 for 8 tonight, so not very pretty. That's what we mean. Like, this team is a couple of big swings away not happening from losing this game. I mean, if you take away the two homers, I mean, the Rangers really did next to nothing offensively. They had 3 hits if you take away those 2 home runs, and they had 1 run, and it came off a sack fly. I mean, the Rangers tonight, the offense was not great. Josh Smith was great. Corey Seager was great. Josh Young, I think, had a great game up at the plate, 1 for 3 with the walk. The offense as a whole was not great. And if you remember in the Astros series in Houston, the offense really wasn't great either, but we just scraped wins together. And that might be what we have to do this series. You might not see the Rangers go off for a ton of runs this series, but I do think that you may see them kind of like they did in Houston before the All-Star break, just scratch out some wins. And really, that's all you need to do at this point. Just win, baby. Just win. I think we can get real nitpicky about a lot, and y'all know that I can, and I love it. I love digging into the minutiae of the game. It's a part of baseball, and I think if you're a diehard, you love it too, but we got to not be too short-sighted here. I mean, it's a win. Right? We got a win, and we needed a win badly. this definitely, I mean, again, yeah, you take out, there's a comment on TikTok. What's up, man, by the way? The comment says, same offense all year. And Josh Smith, of course, saves the day. I agree. This is what the offense has been. Again, but the Rangers offense is predicated on big hits. And last year, we got a lot of big hits late in games when we needed a comeback, and it hasn't been happening this year. This is what the Rangers can be when you get some clutch hitting. It doesn't have to happen every inning, but when you get clutch hits, when you get the big hit, it makes a big difference in what this team could achieve, what this team could look like down the stretch. I'm also excited for the Tyler Mahle start tomorrow. Don't know how much he's going to go. And like I said, I'm going to really try and temper the expectations a little bit, but I too am really excited for that Tyler Mahle start. Another comment here, interested to see where they play with Carter and Langford next year. I am too. If I'm being transparent, I'm kind of shelving that discussion just a little bit. I would really assume if Evan Carter is fully healthy, you know, you probably need to go ahead and give that dude a long runway and not platoon him. I've said this many times, y'all. I'd really like to see Evan Carter get to 100% and just play the guy every day. He's your supposed top prospect, or at least a top two prospect in your organization. Play the dude every day. Stop platooning him. I hope when Evan Carter comes back next year, they give him a fair shake to play every day. Stop platooning him, messing with his, you know, his game, his preparation, whatever you want to call it. Just let him play every day. Give him a long leash. I hope that that's what they do. Let me keep going here. Somebody said on TikTok, I like the Astros, but good game. It was a good game. It was a good game. Look, I've got a lot of buddies. One of my really good buddies that I coach with, Astros fan. There are some really solid Astros fans out there. Now, there's the opposite as well, and let's not say a whole lot more, but there are some very good Astros fans out there, good people. Just picked the wrong Texas team. I mean, we just got to call it like it is. All right, tomorrow. Let's go through tomorrow. So we have the pitching matchup, I believe, set. So tomorrow, Tuesday, the 6th, Rangers are going to be throwing Mahle. We knew that. Valdez is throwing for Houston tomorrow. I'll give you some numbers on Valdez, and I'll tell you about how he did against us his last time that he faced the Rangers. In his last 7 games, the stats are undeniably good. He has been 5-0 in his last 7 starts, 2.95 ERA. He did get roughed up against Pittsburgh last time out, so that could be something to look at. He still struck out 10, but he gave up 4 earned runs, 6 hits against the Pirates his last time out. So maybe we're catching him at a good time. The game log, though, from Framber Valdez. So faced Texas, I believe. Let me see here. Has he not faced us yet this year? Maybe not. You know what? No, I don't see him. We have not faced Framber Valdez yet this year. You know what? We were going to, and then they like benched him or moved him back a start. So no Framber Valdez stats to really tell you about in terms of past meetings with the Rangers this year. He hasn't started against them yet. Now, last year, I might be able to pull up how he pitched against us in 2023. We'll see if I can get that down as well. So regular season 2023. Let's see if they give me some team splits here. Nope, doesn't look like it. That's okay. Batter versus pitcher, Rangers in 2023. Bear with me for just a second here. So there's some guys with good numbers. Josh Jung, 2-for-5 against him last year. Corey Seager was 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Robbie Grossman was 2-for-7. Jonah Heim, 2-for-5. Nate Lowe was 3-for-8 against Valdez with a home run. Simeon, 4-for-8 against Valdez with a home run. And then we had Leody, 3-for-7 against Valdez. So there's some guys on the team that have actually hit Valdez pretty well. So I think that is a positive moving into tomorrow, despite how Framber has been pitching down the stretch. Yeah, Byron, what's up, my guy? That bat flip was glorious, man. I'm halfway tempted to make that home run my new opening on the countdown. I don't know. I don't know if I can go away from Seeks quite yet in game one of the World Series, but I got to get that on replay. I got to get that in my phone and put that up get that into a short video clip and play that on loop. I could watch that Josh Smith home run backflip for a while, seriously. Let me see if there are any numbers to go through with Mally against the Astros. I can't imagine there's a ton of numbers, but let's see what we got here. So Mally against the Astros, if I can get to it. So we've got, looks like not a ton of numbers. Maybe one or two guys with double-digit ABs, but Mally obviously pitched in the NL with the Reds, pitched a little bit with the Twins, so did face some AL teams. So the numbers, Astros against Mally, you've got Altuve 0-3, Alvarez 0-3, Bregman 2-6, Caratini 1-9, or 2-9, I believe. Diaz, the catcher, 0-2. Dubon, 3-4, maybe a guy to circle. McCormick, 2-3 with the homer, maybe another guy to circle. Pena, 1-3. So Mally, only one guy with anything close to double-digit ABs. It's going to be an interesting start. Just don't know how much the Rangers are really going to extend him out at this point. But I sure hope the momentum carries the Rangers into the game tomorrow. Great win tonight. Mariners were off, so the Rangers gain a half game. They are now 3.5 behind the Astros for second place, 5 games back of the Mariners for the division lead, and you have 49 games left to play. I think plenty of time still. A lot can happen in 49 baseball games down the stretch. Mally coming back, DeGrom coming back. The reinforcements are on the way. A lot of positives tonight after a Josh Smith 2-out, 2-run, walk-off home run to win it tonight. Rangers take this one 4-3. Let's go ahead and head to MLB, and we'll look around at the homepage. We'll see if there's anything worth talking about. Another De La Cruz, 2050 season, 20 homers, 50 stolen bases. Duran just keeps on hitting, man, for the Red Sox. My goodness, that dude killed us in the Red Sox series. And the Red Sox beat KC in Kansas City 9-5. The White Sox lose their 21st game in a row. Can y'all believe that? So they actually showed this on Action Network. If you bet the White Sox to lose all 21 games in a row since the beginning of the losing streak, you would be up $2,500, roughly. Roughly. If you bet run line, you'd be up more. Run line is a team wins by two or more, or they don't lose by two or more, depending on how you bet it. But if you bet the opposite run line for the White Sox game, so Red Sox, whoever they play, Oakland, -1.5, you'd be up even more. But $2,500 profit if you're just betting $100 on the White Sox to lose every game. That's brutal. 21 losses in a row. They are getting close to the live ball record. I believe we looked it up a couple nights ago. 23 games is the record in the live ball era set by the Phillies. There was a longer one that was set in the 1800s. I'm not sure that a lot of people really count that anymore, but 23 is the record, and the White Sox are 2 games away from that at this point. Beyond that, not a whole lot else, I don't think, worth really chatting through around the league. The Diamondbacks get a big extra innings win over the Cleveland Guardians. Diamondbacks are 61-52 on the year, quietly having another pretty great year after scuffling a little bit out of the gate. Mets beat up on the Cardinals. Dodgers are leading the Phillies 4-3. So not a lot of action going on tonight, but everybody will be back in play tomorrow. Let me go ahead and I'm going to check comments one more time. Just want to say a special thank you to everybody that just followed on TikTok and anybody that's recently followed who's watching on YouTube or Instagram or any of those. Really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you know somebody that loves Rangers baseball, loves MLB, please share my video with them. Tell them about the channel. I would really, really appreciate it. Been a lot of fun hanging out with y'all. There's no other comments. I think I'm going to go ahead and sign off for the night. Tomorrow, I believe, another night game. So we'll be coming at you live around the same time. Again, maybe we go live just like we did. Keep the good vibes going. Maybe during the last innings of the game. We'll see how the game goes. We'll see if the Rangers are close. Astros are close. If it's a tight game, especially, we'll probably hop on. But hope y'all have a great rest of your Monday night, a good Tuesday tomorrow. Hope to see you on another one of my lives this week or catch us on the replay. But until next time, what a win tonight. I can't say that enough. Josh Smith, MVP for the Rangers, I think, so far this season. Love to see it. Great night for Rangers baseball. Great night to be a Rangers fan. And as I always say to end every show, God bless and go Rangers. Have a good one, y'all. Bye now.